I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. We try to set aside a little time every other week or so for the Port of New Orleans, the importance that they have to the economic region. I was given the opportunity to tour their facilities one day and was incredibly impressed by the breadth and depth of what they do, how many different silos they are actually participating in our economy, the impact that they bring, a level of technology that's utilized. People would be surprised by the breadth and depth of products that come through the port. I mean, it just really blew me away. I thought I knew a lot about what went on there. It turns out I knew very little about what went on there. And I recognized right away that we need to spend more time talking about the port because of its importance for decades. It's why we are where we are. Early onset, people figured out, not a bad place to be right here. Not a bad place to conduct trade. Not a bad place to be the jumping point into the Gulf of America or up the Mississippi River into the heart of this country. And today we're joined by Todd Murphy, Commissioner of the Port of New Orleans and the New Orleans Public Belt Railroad. Todd is the representative, I believe, from Jefferson Parish. He worked in Jefferson Parish for a long, long time, and I've known him for a long time. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neil. Always good to talk to you.
So, Todd, if you would, I think the makeup of the board, there are some appointees that come from Jefferson, St. Bernard, New Orleans, correct?
That's correct. So I'm a representative from Jefferson Parish, as is Mike Thomas, our chair. The other reps come from New Orleans, and there's one from St. Bernard. There's a process that you go through, but ultimately you're appointed by the governor. It's a 5-year term, and we're all volunteers and happy to serve. And as you just mentioned, a very, very important role for not only our city, but our region and our state.
So you spent a long time as a president of the Jefferson Chamber of Commerce. Obviously, you were involved in economic development for a long time as well, both in your private life and in your public life. And I wanted to your thoughts about this partnership and what the Port of New Orleans actually means to Jefferson Parish.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, actually, as someone who's always had a passion for economic development. When you look at the port, it really just spells J-O-B-S. It's jobs. It's jobs, which brings about tax revenue for Jefferson Parish, for our entire region. And, you know, the average salary of the port tenant employees is about $75,000 annually. So that's about 50% higher than the local average. And if you just look up and down the wharfs at the various types of jobs that are out there, it's pretty incredible. And a lot of those jobs are in Jefferson Parish. A lot are in St. Bernard, New Orleans, and spread out throughout our region.
So at a more granular level, what do you see as a byproduct, for the Jefferson from the Port of Orleans?
Yeah, so Newell, if you just look around, Beltaise Highway, West Bank Expressway, Causeway Boulevard, River Road, we have companies that are doing either the back office or the actual service work on the river that are located in Jefferson Parish, and those are companies like Avondale Marine, CRC Global Solutions, Triton Stone. My friends at Zito Companies on River Road that employ over 200 employees on the Batcher right in Old Jefferson. We have MSC, which is the largest container shipping line. They have a branch office in the Lakeway building, with nearly 100 employees. You know, who would know that? So it's a lot of these companies that are doing business either directly or indirectly with the Port of New Orleans, and it's a lot of names like the ones I just mentioned that people do business with on a regular basis.
So you see that, from the Jefferson perspective, kind of that value add then, right? I mean, it spins in multiples of these activities
that
start with the port that, so many other companies that are located in other parishes, to include St. Charles, St. Bernard, Plaquemines. It's throughout all of these parishes.
Absolutely. It's, we only get a shot at a Super Bowl, I think, every 7 to 10 years. But the Port of New Orleans is here with over $100 million of impact a year. And yes, there's a huge trickle down, because when I talk about those employees and those offices and on the Batcher in Jefferson Parish, those people are living near wherever they work. So they're living, they're shopping, they're dining, they're eating. And all of that is generating tax revenue for the entire region. And so it's just such a huge impact and something that I think sometimes we take for granted. We cross the Crescent City Connection and we cross the Huey P. Long, and we look down, we see some ships. We're like, wow, yeah, we're it's a river. But there is a lot of commerce going on that river that that is bringing in direct jobs, indirect jobs, and needed tax revenue to operate our everyday operation throughout our region.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that kind of blew me away is that 40% of the port's top local importer exporters are from Jefferson Parish. I mean, that's huge.
Isn't that
right?
Pretty amazing? Yes. Yeah, yeah, it really is. And again, I think that that's something that sometimes we take for granted, but whether it's coffee or rubber, a lot of that is going through Jefferson Parish. Marble, granite is coming through Jefferson Parish. Of course, we've got industrial companies like Latrim that are bringing products in and out. And so it's really an incredible machine that we have in the Port of New Orleans. And I think that the benefits are seen throughout Jefferson Parish for sure.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Sure.
Yeah. And, when we talk about the influence of Latin America, South America, Central America, bringing the products into the heartland, the easiest place for them to go is right into our port, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And it's, I think we're seeing that we have so much potential with those ships coming into our port, and especially as we look at the new international terminal.
So let's talk about that for a moment. There's been some controversy over the LIT, the Louisiana International Terminal. This has been described as a transformative project, one that if the port wants to stay competitive, something along these lines has to happen for certain. It's happened in other port cities through the Gulf South. Your thoughts about where we are and what we hope to accomplish before the end of 2025.
Sure, and let's talk about the need first, if we can, Newell. So, there's two things that really dictate the success of our port. One is air. One is water. And what I mean by that, when the river's high, you've got a low clearance of air for the ships to get under the Crescent City Connection. And when the river's low, you've got a chance of running into dredging issues or bottoming out, so to speak, if you can imagine such a thing. And that's because the ships are just coming in today. They're coming in much bigger, much heavier than what they used to. So the need for this is all of those wharfs that we have, when you think of Nashville and you think of, you know, all uptown and even coming into Jefferson, the ships are just simply too big to get up the river. So the thought behind the Louisiana International Terminal, the thought and the studies behind it, is to bring the terminal closer to the Gulf of America. So let's go down river so that the ships don't have to come so far up. Because quite frankly, what's happening now is a lot of these ships are just passing us up. And they're saying, you know what, let's just go over to Mobile. Let's go to Charleston. It's easier than trying to navigate the mighty Mississippi with all of its challenges. And so that's the reason for the need. There's been a lot of studies as to where this should be. Everything has pointed to Violet, Louisiana, St. Bernard Parish. And that's quite frankly why, you know, you see our two U.S. senators behind this and helping us with funding, the governor coming out enthusiastically behind it and saying, you know, this is essential to the future of trade in Louisiana, which is the whole reason that we were founded. So, you know, in the end, once we get this project done, this is going to bring 4,000 to 5,000 jobs to St. Bernard alone, and close to 20,000 new jobs, high paying jobs to the state of Louisiana. So this is an exciting project. It goes without saying, you said it's had some controversy, and it certainly has. I think anytime a new project comes in, you have fear. It's fear of change. It's fear of traffic. It's fear of uprooting my community or upsetting the apple cart, so to speak. And, you know, as commissioners, we want to listen. And I think, you know, what we want to try to figure out is how can we make this work well for the community and work well for the necessary commerce that we need in Louisiana to keep people here and attract more people to our state and our region.
You know, it's interesting. One of the reasons that Jefferson Parish is benefited by the port is that there was really not a lot of undeveloped land along the port where you could service the port, right? So
right.
A lot of the value-add service providers located in a place near the port, which happened to be Jefferson Parish, along River Road.
Yeah.
All the way to Elmwood because of the warehousing and the availability of land. The same thing is going to happen in St. Bernard because they have land available, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have the offices with the 100 people working there. You'll have, you know, and when you have that, you have what? You have restaurants, you have entertainment, you have other things that come along with it. It's almost as if many people look at it as just a collective pile of trailers, you know, or containers sitting on a piece of concrete. That's not how this works.
No, it's not at all.
It's not how it worked for Jefferson Parish. And, you know, for Jefferson Parish, it has been one of the best leverage points that we have ever had because the development of Elmwood, for example, was intrinsically wedded to the advancement and the technology improvements of the Port of New Orleans. Am I missing something here?
Absolutely spot on. And that transformational change, Newell, is what we're going to see in St. Bernard. You're going to see that whole transformational change of you know, companies coming in and wanting to build warehouses and office space. And with that, as you just said, comes restaurants and, you know, people have to have places where they can shop and get gas. And there's been numerous studies across the country that show that people want to live within a 3-mile radius of where they work. So the potential and what this can be from a transformational standpoint to St. Bernard can absolutely be, you know, as great or better than what we've seen in Jefferson Parish. This is just a game changer for the entire community.
I mean, when you look at the highest end rental property, right, that oftentimes is frowned upon, but the nicest rental units that we have in Jefferson Parish are where? Over there in Elmwood.
In Elmwood.
Where the jobs are. Right.
That's right.
I mean, it's like, and, you know, I mean, It's crazy when you think about it.
Right.
Yeah, but that's where it is, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, restaurants, grocery stores, place of work, easy parking, easy in, easy out. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of folks just don't connect these dots, and it's amazing. And all of this doesn't happen by accident. You got to make it happen, right? It just doesn't happen.
That's exactly right.
And fortunately, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, when you increase commerce, and if you do this the right way, it can directly impact the quality of life of the people that surround it. And I think that's what we're going to see. I know that's what we're going to see at LIT. We've got all hands on deck on this from a local level, the Port of New Orleans, the state officials, the federal officials, the governor. We're going to make sure this is done right. As you know, we're working in conjunction with GNO Inc. And Michael Heck and his leadership. We're going to get this done the right way. And we're going to increase the level of commerce throughout the region, and at the same time, the quality of life for the people directly impacted in St. Bernard.
Absolutely. No doubt in my mind. I mean, we've seen it in Jefferson Parish.
And, you know,
absolutely. I don't see anyone complaining. I mean,
it has been
a lifeline. It has been a lifeline for our parish from a funding perspective, quality of service, and everything else. I mean, these dots are so easy to connect on so many different fronts. As always, you always bring a very commonsensical approach to everything I've ever dealt with you, Todd, and I appreciate all the service that you, all the years of service that you provided to Jefferson Parish. Todd Murphy, Commissioner of the Port of New Orleans and the New Orleans Public Belt Railroad. Have a great weekend and a great 4th of July coming up.
You do the same. Thanks for the compliment.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.